Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
Ooh-wee.
Happy damn Father's Day to all you fathers out there, man. Oh, what a day. It has been beautiful for me. Why? Because I've been in my house by myself, ain't had nobody bothering me. My daughter, you know my daughter Gay, and had her little girlfriend. They was living with me. Oh, it was fucked up. Because I don't like bitch shit. You know, my little daughter, but anyway, I just been really peaceful. I hope your day's been peaceful. I hope everything about you and your life is together. Now, I want to talk about conversation. A lot of people don't really know what conversation is. They do know. It's just you talking to somebody. But that is not the only purpose of conversation. If you have conversation and you have a grasp of what conversation is, you will know conversation is a serious tool. If you know how to converse, you know there's a beginning, there's a middle, and then there's an end. Just like when you write a book. The difference is everything is minute. So you do everything in one or two sentences. So what I'm saying is if it's the beginning, you start out, of course, that's the hello, how you doing, and all that damn shit. You start, you know, not explaining anything, but you do a brief narration about the kind of motherfucker you are. I mean, there's various ways to do that, but that's what you do at first. You got to, you know, let them know, hey, how you doing, woo-woo? You know, I was over here, and I saw you, talk to you. All of those kind of bullshit. Get that out the way real quick. But then start figuring what you want to tell her about. You don't just want to talk to her. You fools make that mistake. If you just talk to a woman, you like her goddamn girlfriend. And you ain't really getting no action with just talking. You have to be doing something with that conversation. Otherwise, now that you done told her a little bit about yourself, you know, you get her feedback on that, and she's going to be feeding back, letting you know how she feel about whatever you saying. And at that point, you know a little bit about her. So, you know, start saying, yeah, we're going to work great together. You know, we're going to be Ike and Mike just like. You don't start saying no goddamn shit like that. You go past what she said and focus on her as far as what she said. You're talking about things, according to what she said, that she's going to like, but you also directing her towards your end. You doing that. And you don't just do that with women. You do that with a conversation, even when you go to motherfucking a job interview. If you go to a job interview and you let that motherfucker tell you everything, you actually sitting there interviewing him or her. Because you're the one getting the information. When you go in an interview, you got to have a whole plan. And what I'm saying is you tell them in the beginning who you are, then you tell them somewhere getting to the middle who you are will fit, and then what your skill set is, woo-woo. And what I'm saying is if you got this doggone plan, you're going to be all right. But this is why I want to talk about conversation, because most of you cats not only don't know how to have a conversation, you don't use your conversation to get what the fuck you want. You don't use your conversation so that as you're talking, it lets you know if you're achieving your major points. So we go talk about this shit. I really believe in order to make your conversation be effective, you got to be prepared. You got to remember the ABPs of life, which is always be playing or you will be played. It's like the Boy Scouts. We're like the Boy Scouts. And our motto is be prepared. That's what theirs was. Really and truly, we like Boy Scouts when we out there, you know, coming up in life, or we trying to, you know, learn how to win and you know, catching bitches and all that goddamn shit. We like Scouts because we don't really know what's out there. But we still coming. Now, with the knowledge you should gain, the knowledge you should learn as you live your life, you should be able to reinforce that you gonna stay out there. You ain't gonna let the shit turn you around. Make your mind up that you gonna stay at women until you get your feel. Then when you do get one, you just gotta remember, you can't stop, you know, being you, which is always on the prowl for another. Because one is not enough. Two is not enough. What's enough is the amount that you can't handle. I don't know. So what I'm saying is, you got to be willing to use this knowledge that you get outside your house. You get it outside of the motherfucking computer room you have. You know, when you hear me say shit like see through muddy water, spot dry land, that means that I'm going on a journey and I don't know what the fuck lies ahead. I'm prepared because I studied everything about my doggone course. And I know I'm ready. Because my diligence to learning how to manipulate episodes in my life, I'm able to spot shit before it even happened. And you know, I know to think of what to do for when shit do happen. Excuse me, folks. What I'm saying is, you have to be able to interpret information. See, a woman is going to give you, let's say, 60% of the truth in just about any situation you get in with her, as far as asking her or talking to her, asking her questions. You got to know that. You have to be able to see she's lying. You have to be able to see that. She's not lying to you, but since she's not telling you 100% the truth, she's lying to herself. And you have to understand that. So, you interpreting information from a woman who's straight out lying. You got to be sharp enough to shoot at her, and she not even realize you shooting at her. And what I'm saying is this, fellas, we cover all this shit in SWU. That's called an arsenal, which you use to disarm this goddamn bitch. And otherwise, you know she lying. So you tell her something like, you know, baby, goddamn, I see you ain't scared to tell a nigga a lie. Shit, I'm going to need a motherfucker that can lie. But she got to know when to lie. And then you got to look at her while you saying that shit and say, know what I mean? And that bitch going to say, yeah. Hey, If you know what I mean, you're good as God. That's just the way it goes. You good as God. Why? Because there's a plan. I'm a spider and you're getting in my web. I'm going to motherfucking kiss your ass, bitch. You talking to me. I ain't just talking. You got to be sharp like this. And you got to fully understand, even though it's game, this is not a motherfucking game. Those of you who are in the streets, you have to understand things that other motherfuckers couldn't even conceive, let alone understand it. So, whatever you want to catch a woman for, you just have to develop a vision on life that supersedes any other vision available to you. Now, if you believe in what you're thinking, nothing else is going to be important to you. You got to realize that you're living according to your rules only, and you should embrace that fact. But the fact that you are living that way means you got to be 100 all the time. You can't wake up feeling some kind of goddamn way this morning. If you guys would stop trying to be so cool, you could gain control of the now, right now. You'd be all right, too. Half of you motherfuckers would be all right if you wasn't faking, lying to yourself, just like bitches do. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go out tomorrow and get in some bras or whatever. You know what you, I don't know what you say, but then tomorrow comes. This motherfucker playing a video game. He's like, oh shit, I'll do that shit next week. Well, I'm saying is you wouldn't go do it no way because you're scared of bitches. You know that. I know that. As soon as you accept that, then you will understand the reason that is going on. That's going on because you're not prepared to catch. You, sure, people catch accidentally. As far as that goes, you ain't playing this shit, running down the street, walking up Fremont Street or whatever, and you run into somebody. Oh, yeah, that shit happens. Shit happens all the time. But what you want to happen is when you call yourself getting dressed and going out, you want to go out to catch, then you need to be able to catch in that environment. And until you can, you're going to feel very little confidence. I didn't tell you don't want to do it. You the one want to do it. Now, what I'm saying is this. As we go deeper into this, and we go relate everything to your conversation, I'm going to show you how to make it take effect in a woman's mind. Hold on, excuse me. Dude, this shit is coming on this summer. That's the only thing about summer I really fucking hate. It brings this AV wrong. Any motherfucking way. What you gonna see and what you really need to understand is that I'm real and I'm one of the only motherfuckers you know with the kind of information you really need. Yeah, I get this shit up. But the thing about me doing that, why I do it freely, because you motherfuckers ain't going to be strong enough to grab this shit and do it. I damn near tell you every fucking thing that I teach you. And you get it all for free. But see, I'm also sharp as fuck. And I know anything you get for free, you ain't really giving a fuck about. So yeah, it sounds sharp, but you ain't going to make yourself do it. Even if you spend the money on my motherfucking course, and the course come to you, you're going to do what it says according to how much you want to put into whatever it's asking you to do. You ain't finna do 100. You're going to be doing 60. You're going to be doing 65. Maybe one of them, you're going to do 80 and feel real good about yourself and shit. You ain't going to never give it all 100. Because that's what you got to do at SW. Because I ain't letting you give 80. And that's why the motherfuckers that graduate SWU, they be monsters. Why? Because they know how to have a conversation. They know what they're looking for in that conversation. And they know, regardless of anything, none of that shit going to happen unless they go get it. That's why we the go-getters. Yes. So what I'm saying is this. I just want you to think about some of this shit I just said for a moment so you can digest just how important I am to you. I know a lot of you motherfuckers have seen the purpose and the value of my course, and you didn't bought it. Then there are those of you who have yet to realize or open your eyes and visualize what can be. If you trying to get some knowledge, man, this shit is bad today. Carl, excuse me. I'm sorry I got to do that, but I can't help it. I get choked up if I don't. If you're trying to get some knowledge, then, of course, holler at me. But knowledge alone is not enough. I wish all you motherfuckers would understand that I've gotten educated and I learned how to interpret what made me irresistible to women. And I put it in layman terms so you and any of you motherfuckers can understand it. It's all there for you. Now, what do you think is important when you're getting that woman? See, none of you going to be brave enough to press one and answer that motherfucking question. Because you don't even know. You don't even care to know. If I said you need to know what's important when you're getting that woman, but I didn't tell you what it is, you would never know because your ass is not going to go try to find out. That's what I'm talking about, lazy, lying to your motherfucking self. Now, you're right because it could be a number of things. But for what we talking about, the most important thing when you're getting that woman is your timing. See, you didn't think I was going to say that, did you? In every conversation you have with a woman, there's an opportune moment for you to move on her. And the problem is, you won't move on her because you don't know shit about timing. Therefore, the move is there, but you didn't set it up. So you don't see it. That's what pimps know. That's what pimps know. 862, 1 second. That's what pimps know, and they unconsciously do it. What's up, 862?
Yeah, I was wondering, how much of having your course has to do with it being your season? Like, for example, let me say, you got 10 people who have your course. You got 10 different people. The course might work for 1 through 5, but then 5 through 10, it might not work. But then maybe another year, 1 through 5, it might not
be
working.
Bro, come on, ask your question.
That's what I asked the question. I said, how
yeah,
much does it have to
it?
Do with,
no,
with
no,
it
no.
being?
Go ahead.
I said, could it be that it might not just be your season for things to be working your way?
Bro,
I
want to
know your take on that.
Hey, brother, hold on. Of course it could be that if that's what you want to believe. But when is your season? Wait a minute, let me finish. What you going to do? You going to wake up one day and say it's your season? Oh, it ain't been my season for the last 6-7 weeks, but my season's here now. How are you going to determine when your season come, bro?
Well, you could possibly have some precursors that might give you some, like maybe it's getting close. You getting closer to maybe catching more women, but it ain't going all the way.
Bro, you know what? I got to make sure you can't talk until I want you to talk because you keep talking. You don't know how to talk and listen at the same time. What I'm saying, bro, is that there is no season as far as it comes in the summer, it comes in April or whatever the fuck. The season is the phase of the catch that you in. Otherwise, If you ain't got no bitch, it's open season. Shit. And you out every day getting down and dirty. But then you get action at 3-4 of the season is catching. You know, you got to use the words that I use as I'm meaning them to be used. It ain't no baseball season, no football goddamn season or whatever. Those things come at a specific time of the year. This shit that we talking about, the season is yearly. 365 every year. That is the season. Now, if you want to break that down to where you can be a punk about it, go ahead. Make it be that it ain't your season. Motherfucker in a batting slump. Do you think batters really believe that? They'll never come out the slump if they believe that damn shit. As long as they ain't hitting, they trying to figure out why. It ain't no motherfucking season. It ain't no season to not get a hit. Now, if you want to talk, you're welcome to open your goddamn mouth.
Well, what made me say that, I always think about your story when you first started pimping. You a couple of times, on a couple of occasions, you said, you know, it took you about 18 months. In another case, you said it almost took you 2 years for you to catch another bitch. And it was at a point where you was, like, frustrated to the damn near. It was a point where you was about to give up. And then that one day, where you damn near about to give up, then all of a sudden shit just changed. And then you just go into a move.
Jesus Christ,
man. I want to know what you think about
that. Hey, when you talking to bitches, I hope you don't take all this goddamn time to say what you want to say. Who in the fuck going to sit and listen to all that bullshit? You can say what you want to say in 3-4 words, but you take 300 words. Man, fuck that. And let me tell you something. Yeah, I ain't never thought I was ready to quit. I definitely took that long to catch a bitch. But that's what I'm telling you. It ain't no season. It wasn't miss a bitch season. It was I didn't know how to catch. And until I put all of it together, let's say it's 10 parts, and you got to have it all together. I might only had 8 or 9 of them together. I couldn't catch till I put that 10th one together. And when I got it all together, the season is open because I'm finna catch. It ain't I'm finna catch right now. It ain't I'm for the catch right now, and I ain't even looking for no more bitches. This shit is about being real to yourself. Everything I talk about is about realizing who and what you want. And once you realize it, you got to understand ain't no way in the fuck you going to get it unless you go get it. It ain't coming to you because you recognize you need it or you want it. Recognizing what you want is like deciding which path you're going to take to the grocery store. You can go up First Street. You can go around to Johnson Avenue. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's when the season is on. Now, bro, let me ask you this. You hear me screaming at your shit. What the fuck do you want? Why did you ask that question? Yeah, you want to explain all the bullshit, but there is a real reason you asked. What is it?
I'm just, you know, rationalizing, you know, why I'm not catching when I used to catch all the fucking time.
Well, bro.
And I'm just trying to get your experience with the game.
This guy is sick. You guys got to understand you run into people like this. They don't know. You should be able to talk and listen. But anyway, what you trying to do, you call it rationalizing. But you feeding yourself some grits so you can you let them cool off enough. Now you can stick them in your mouth. What I'm saying is this, when they hot is when they taste good. You ain't going to eat them when it's hot. Because you have to blow on them. You have to do all the shit. What I'm really saying to you, bro, you ain't rationalizing shit. You making up excuses, and you making yourself see the excuses. A lot of people do what you do. I used to do it. Matter of fact, That's probably what I was doing when you asked about that shit. But you got to recognize you doing that, because I sure do. And when you recognize you doing that goddamn shit, you got to do something about it. Quit rationalizing. And let me ask you this, bro. You said you used to catch. Let me open your mic up. But let me ask you this. When you used to catch, did you think about what you was finna do, or did you just go do it?
Nah, you should just go do it.
Stop. I don't want to hear none of that. Stop. What I'm saying is this. Let me cut you off. What I'm saying is this, bro. Oh, no, I got to ask you this question, too. Do you still do that, or do you stand around thinking about shit now?
Nah, I get a lot of numbers. I just ain't fucking it.
Motherfucker, just because you got a bitch number, just because she didn't gave you rhythm, that don't mean you're going to get the fuck that bitch, because you ain't talking about no fucking shit. A conversation.
No, I'll be talking. I'll be
bro,
talking
I'm not
rip,
talking about
rip.
You be not talking about fucking. That's not fucking shit. Fucking shit is saying some shit that get that bitch a mental picture of being with you. And since she is a woman, she's going to have a romantic overtone to whatever she think. And if you saying the right shit, you know, otherwise, you ain't saying it, baby, you look like this, blah, blah, blah. Nah, you know, I'm the kind of cat, you know, I rolled, got this broad, that broad, you know, they all cool, but what I'm saying is, it's about the woman that can't connect with me conversation-wise. You know, I'm saying this shit. And then the business, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, but do you think you can connect, because you ain't really saying that much. I'm going to make that bitch open her mouth. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to turn her fucking on. Because that's why she don't talk. Niggas can't make them talk. Niggas want them to talk. No, I'm finna make you talk, bitch. And you finna tell me some personal shit. And I don't say none of that. I just know what I'm gonna say, gonna make her do it. And there's no certain thing to say. You gotta be in whatever environment that is, and you gotta be sharp as fuck, so that when you see that opening, You otherwise, bros, they don't open the door for you. They only crack the door so they can see out. So you got to be sharp enough to see that crack and stick a card in the door right quick, so when she try to shut it, it don't shut all the way. And then as you talk, baby is listening, and she start opening that crack a little further. And you supposed to notice that. And the way you notice it is by having an arsenal. And that arsenal is going to tell you if this bitch is listening. It's going to tell you if this motherfucking bitch is worth you spending this time with. Let's say it only consists of 5, 6, 7 lines, whatever. But what I'm saying is, let's say you didn't got through 3 of them. If you did, her door is not open, but it sure ain't cracked. Because you ain't going to the second line if the bitch ain't acting right. And you can't tell her how to act. She's going to respond a natural way, and you're supposed to see it. And that's how you pick your action. Now, if you don't understand that, bring your ass to SWU and see don't you understand it in one semester. But you ain't going to learn it in one semester. You may learn it, but you ain't going to be able to use it. You ain't going to be able to own it. And you ain't going to be able to master it. That's why it takes a year. It takes a motherfucking year for your ass to get sharp in my motherfucking school. And that year consists of 4 3-month semesters. And them 3 months is a year at UCLA or University of Berkeley, a full semester. Because you're going to have content, and your ass is going to know how to get busy. So what I'm saying, as far as all this, you got to know these things before these things are happening. So let's say you talking to baby and you see a crack in the dough. Now, soon as you see that, timing, you got to get into it. Otherwise, she done already said she don't, whatever, like, she don't want no man or whatever. She done said some shit like that. So, didn't you say some shit like, well, you don't really need a motherfucking man, do you? And she gonna say, no, I don't need no man. That's what I'm saying. I said, yeah, but it's not about needing a man. It's about needing solace. I'm gonna say something. I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna say. So I said solace. Now she gonna say solace. Why you say that? Now that bitch is opening the door a little more. And after I explain this shit, reinforcing that she don't need no man, that motherfucking bitch gonna open that door. Nigga, where you come from with all this wise shit you saying? She ain't gonna know she's saying that. But I'ma know it, because I'ma see her moves. I recognize shit. Man, baby opening the door, all I gotta do is be cool. You know, she like that independent kind of goddamn conversation. So I'ma shoot independent shit at the bitch. Until she tell herself at one point she's gonna need a motherfucker to hit that pussy. And this seems like the kind of motherfucker I would want to fuck with. That's what that bitch gonna be thinking. That if I get to my fifth sentence, that's what she thinking. And then I'm gonna close it. I'm gonna close it because I told you the conversation beginning, middle, and the end. And you gotta understand there are points when you see it and you jump on it smoothly. Baby is coming. How the fuck do you think pimps catch bitches? You think every bitch just want to be a hoe? Man, a pimp catch a bitch that wasn't even thinking about hoeing. Because he talked to her, he see where he at in the conversation. And he make moves accordingly. You motherfuckers just talk. That's why you don't never catch. 862. That's why you don't catch. You just be talking. Fuck that. Pimps have missions. And their mission is to not waste no time catching a bitch. Because it's a bitch everywhere you look. And if you want to waste your goddamn time, you'll be wasting all your time fucking with these zero ass motherfuckers. Nah. You don't do that. You say this, that, and the other to this one, this, that, and the other to that one, to about 10 or 12 of them, and one of them going to say something that you see is worth you fucking with. And if they don't, you go home. And you don't be talking about the season is dry. You just get up the next day, do the same shit. Because the season is catching. And the season is not seeing how many times you strike out like you. You looking at your strikeout record when I look at my catch record. And if I guess, to be honest, I might miss 90% of the time. Shit. What the fuck do I want to look at all the misses for? Shit. Fuck that. But to me, they ain't misses. I just didn't catch. Because as long as I shoot what I want to shoot, the way I want to shoot it, I ain't missing. Every bitch ain't about it. So you might be doing everything correct. You just ain't running into the right bitches. It's all kind of goddamn shit going on, bro, besides that dry season bullshit. All right, listen. God damn, you hear I'm sounding all stuffy right now. That fucking shit. See, your timing and flow. That's what is important. Because right after timing is flow. When you see that crack, your flow got to be smooth enough to engage this bra. Because she's standing at the door with the chain on it still. Then you got to make her close that door, take that chain off, and talk to you then. So when you speak to that motherfucker, you got to look deep into her eyes and speak very calmly in a medium tone, but close to excitement. You introduce yourself. And before you get to talking, you make sure you know who you're talking to. What I'm saying is this. I be speaking on standing on what you believe. And it's ultra important for you to have something you believe in if you want to catch a woman. But let's say you meet a woman. Now, she could be fine or not, because it really don't matter to me. Big fat bitch is cool with me because she's going to lose weight fucking with me. The way I think the broad ain't going to look nothing like she look now after a couple of weeks with me. So you start off the conversation with, what the hell is a woman like you doing in here alone? Now, she might be with girlfriends. Just say, in here with girlfriends. So what I'm saying is, if you understand the statement, or a question that you ask is actually irrelevant, because all you want to do is get a few responses from her so you can see where she's coming from. Period. You don't give a fuck what that bitch says. You only care that she say something. And then you interpret from what she say what you need to say. And you do that in a nanosecond. So I know that I had just started talking to this bro. So right now, the way I'm rolling is I'm looking for her to relax. And I don't want her to think I'm just hitting on her. So what I'm saying is, by the time I start seeing her interest, which is going to be almost immediately, whatever her interest is by what she's saying, I'm going to know. And if you don't really have an idea what you're going to say or why what you're going to say is what you're going to say, then you ain't going to catch the bitch. The thing is, if you could catch her without a plan, you would have already caught a few bitches. You've been going without a plan for the entire time you've been on the scene, and what has it gotten you? Shit. There's dudes who will insist on you not planning your conversation. But I'll tell you why you should. You gotta know when to mash on a bitch. You gotta know when to fold on the bitch. You gotta know when to leave and what's your plan, the conversation gonna do for this bitch. Now, if things not going your way, your planned conversation is going to let you know it. Because as you shoot your conversation, you already expect 3 to 6 different responses. You expect it. You ready for it. And even if the bitch do not respond directly with one of those 3 to 5 that you have in your head, she's going to answer close to one, and you just make it be that one. And what I'm saying is, all of this powers you forward because you know what you're doing. You have a direction. Because the bitch can say some shit that you let throw you. Then you're going to be, yeah, fuck that. I don't say, when I talk to a bitch. I wish I would say, fuck that. This ain't gonna make me look like I'm thinking like that. That's stupid. You motherfuckers don't catch because you don't know what you're doing. You don't understand what pimps understand. Presentation is a motherfucker. Conversation without presentation ain't gonna work. Pimps know that. That's why they look fly as fuck. They stay calm as fuck. And they look at that bitch when they saying something important they make that bitch tell him whether or not they really understand it. You do? Well, what the fuck am I saying? Bitch gonna say it. When she say it, she's drilling it in her head. Come on, man. This is science. And I'm a fucking scientist. What I'm saying is, you don't have to plan out word for word your conversation, but you do got to have a scenario that you're going to follow. My course goes so deeply into what an arsenal is and how to use it that me explaining it lightly like I'm doing is not going to be sufficient. Now, in a pimp situation, you have to play it a little slicker than what I just said. As a pimp, you just told her all about you. You know, you just did this in the first couple of minutes. And you just felt her out. So personally, I'm a time freak, and I ain't dealing with a woman too long before I get her to my car. And while we go into the car, I'm going to grab her and pull her towards me. I just met this bitch. I'm going to pull her towards me. Now, the reason I'm going to do this is so I can see, or she can see, that I'm harmless. And all I want is, you know, to get close to you. But I'm saying she ain't going to get all that from me grabbing her. But I know if she ain't resisting me grabbing her, it's telling me I can go with that frame of mind in that conversation. Now, what I'm saying is this. I already know what's important, and that I ain't weak for no goddamn pussy. And this is where, if you own your ADPs and you use the shit that you didn't put together, you're going to make this bitch see that you ain't just, you know, trying to fuck her. You're trying to talk to her. Now, what is that going to do? That's going to make her panties wet. You ain't even got to talk about sex or nothing. Just want to talk to her. That goddamn bitch is going to, man. She going to see that you just talking about roller skating. Whatever you talking about is what I'm saying. Is by her communicating with you, you getting close to the bitch. This is all in one meeting. It don't take no long time. Pimps don't talk to no broad, no damn weak. And don't have her. Pimps talk to that bitch this time. And if she ain't indicating that I can have her, I ain't talking to her no more. I don't give a fuck how fast she is. You ain't having me chase your motherfucking ass. I fuck with bitches that come to me. And they come to me during the conversation. Because I know what I'm looking for. Because now is when you get them to say that, you know, they want to stay with you. And you do that by speaking her, talking to her for a few minutes, you know, in the car. And then she thinking all kind of shit. But right now, you just been to tell her you gotta go. She thinking that you bringing her to the car so you can motherfucking whatever. When you talking to a bitch, you gotta think like this and you gotta plan shit. Because what I'm saying is, I'm gonna tell her I gotta go. Because I want her to make some sort of commitment. She don't know it. She thinking I ain't thinking about her. Because I done told her I gotta go. But let me tell you something. The commitment gonna be when she tell you, do you have to go? Don't go. Because that's what they gonna say. And what I'm saying is you ain't talking to her though this whole time longer than 20 minutes. She going to make some kind of commitment. And when she does, this is when you got to have your time and together. Because that's why it's important to get her to make several smaller yeses or agreements before you even get out to the car. But I'm saying you didn't did all that. Now you're out to the car. You just have to, when you tell her that you got to go, and she asks you, well, no, you got to go? Not really, you know. Why? You want to go get a cup of coffee or something? The bitch going to say, yeah. Bitch don't even drink coffee. But you go, you playing your hand. You making her say yes to a lot of things. And that's going to stick in her head. The little things, brothers, that's what's important. You thinking about smashing. That's the big thing. That's the culmination of all the little things you did. Why the fuck would you be thinking about that? You ain't even did all the little things. So, what I'm saying is, you might say, let's go get a pretzel, whatever, I don't know. Then she say, okay, you want her to say yes to a few things. So, let's say, like me, I shoot pool. I might ask a bitch, you like pool? If the bitch say, yeah, which 9 out of 10 of them do, and then they don't even know how to hold a pool stick. They just engage, and I'm making them do this. And I see that I'm making them do this. Now, let's say the bitch say she want to play some pool, take me there and shoot my lights out. I doubt it. But I'm saying maybe she can. It don't matter to me. Because what matters is that she's been saying yes to 4 or 5 goddamn things I didn't say it. When it comes time for me to tell this bitch, we should spend the night together. The bitch gonna say, okay. She might not do it like that. But she had already said yes to so many things. She haven't programmed herself to say no at this point because she never talked to a person and got to this point. I'm just saying. Everything you say in this situation is completely up to you. It ain't no motherfucking right thing to say. It ain't no right thing to do. It's the right moves. Now, what's important is that you say, whatever you say has to have some sort of direction for the end. So otherwise, let's say you're playing pool. And while you're playing, you can make a joke. You know, girl, I'm going to shoot your lights out. I'm going to do that a couple of times on this table, then we go into the planetarium. You just say, the planetarium? Yeah, because I want to take you to see this planet that I put a down payment on yesterday. And I'm going to name it Robutus. You like that name? And that bitch going to she ain't going to crack up, but she going to see I'm humorous. I'm not telling jokes like a comedian. I'm just letting her see that I got humor in me, which is going to draw her closer. In the little game, we do little things. I got to walk near her, you know, and when she shoot, been over to shoot, you know I'm going to say something sexual. Ooh, girl, you can't. I can't be standing in front of you. You shoot, I'll be looking at them titties. Something I'm going to say. If she laugh or whatever, I already know. My point is everything I say has a reason to be said. And I know what that goddamn reason is. Now, controlling a conversation don't mean you're the only one talking. But it does mean that you notice something is not going right or it is going right. And when you notice if it's not going right, you got to correct it and get it on path. And at this point, if she don't want you to correct it or some resistance, you don't have to do it the first time. But I do. I'm gone. Look, I ain't finna, you know, hey, I thought I wanted to play, but I really got to go take it some business. Come on, let's play this game and go. Hey, I'm cutting it off. But now, when I see that, let's say, the conversation is getting a little out of my control, and I reel it back in, and the bitch goes for it, she, we cool. And my mentality is still in the plus mode, positive, because I'm seeing results from my conversation, which is going to make me go even harder. A lot of times, this shit only requires you to make a slight remark about what you know. Girl, you know, I tried to grab you, and I'm wondering, did you resist? Oh, you know, I just met you, whatever. I don't know what the business is going to say. I don't really care because I want to make sure I get my point across. I want what I want. And you guys got to understand that if you don't want anything, you're not getting anything. Period. That's just the way it goes. Now, you guys are listening. 862, the only brother that has some questions. All you guys sitting on this line, I don't really like to do all the talking. So if ain't nobody got nothing to say, I'll just leave. Because this Father's Day, 862, coming at me again. What's up,
862? Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, you know.
862, come on.
I said
you was
about to get off. I want to know, you know, I just seen your whole process, the last process you went to, you know, from leaving your ex-wife to not catching, to, you know, giving your cash card out. And now you don't even do shit. You could be walking to the store, a bitch look at you, and you take them straight to your house. Like, what's the difference? You the same nigga, same game. You know everything. What's the difference between then from you giving out your catch card, wondering if a bitch gonna call you back, to now you just, you know, you talking to young. I remember you saying you young bitches think you some old nigga and they gonna try to charge you. To now you just straight fucking young bitches. You just fucking all type of bitches and you the same nigga, same game. What's the difference?
Listen, man, I keep trying to tell you, and you need to understand this. If you got whatever situation, there's pieces to that puzzle. So let's say it's 13 pieces and you got 9 or 10 of them. This shit ain't working till you get the other pieces. So when I was younger and shit, I didn't need these other pieces. These other pieces wasn't even part of the puzzle. But then as I keep living and as I keep getting older and wiser, I start seeing different things that need to be added to a motherfucker's puzzle. I'm the one that designed the puzzle, and I know it can grow from 15 to 1,500 pieces. Just depends on how I progress. So what's different now as far as why I be smashing them young bitches is I tell them, like, the first thing, girl, do not let this gray hair fool you, because I will not only tell you a whole bunch of shit you ain't heard before, I'll show you a whole bunch of shit. Oh, I ain't scared of this gray hair. You are scared of this shit. No, I ain't. And then they start telling me about some other motherfucker, whatever. Bitch, I ain't trying to hear about no other dudes. If you ain't scared to fuck with a nigga, bring your little ass around to my house in about 15 minutes. And I'll leave. Call me in 15 minutes. If the bitch do, she do. If she don't, she don't. But what I'm saying, I ain't getting a fuck and I ain't wasting no time. Fuck you, you little motherfucker. You gonna try to come give me that goddamn pussy and think I'm gonna be sprung on it. Pussy ain't got no weight. Pussy ain't got no age. Pussy ain't got no color, bitch. So what I'm saying is I'm gonna like the bitch. And I done said all this shit to this bitch in 1 minute. This motherfucker ain't never heard that much shit coming from a dude in 2 hours. She gonna be crazy.
Let me ask you this. Do you see a difference in your character from you working when you was working to now when you just don't have a job and you just doing your own thing? Does that have
bro,
a lot to do
bro,
with
when
you
I was
being
working,
who you is?
Listen, man, when I was working, I was lead tech. I was never in the office. They would be sending me places. I ain't had no boss. I mean, I did have
yeah,
a boss.
But was you fucking bitches?
Hell
like
yeah,
now. Like, you don't have a job now.
Well, I don't know what you're asking, man. I'm fucking the same.
What I'm asking you is, do you see a change from you when you was working, trying to catch bitches, to now you working on your own and doing your own thing, and now you just catching bitches?
Why would this change, man?
You not having a 9-to-5 give you access to Rosebud the pimp?
Bro, let me shut your motherfucking mouth, man. You killed me, man. Man, nah, it ain't no motherfucking difference. Because when I was working, I was working. But when I got off work, it was at home. I'm fucking with bitches. If they call me or whatever, come over to my crib. And once the bitch get there, fuck the job. I don't be thinking about no work. So what I'm saying is, fuck no, it wasn't no difference. Fuck no. The only difference, if there's a difference, is that on a continuous basis, I ain't got to go into no office. But every Friday, I had to go into the office, get my schedule for the next week. You know, whatever notes they had on my schedule, I had to do it. So, I mean, you know, that kind of shit was up to me being responsible, which I am a very responsible person. Them motherfuckers, I would come to the doggone shop at like 4 a.m. or something, load my truck up. I got all the security codes. I got all the shit the bosses got. And everybody else would come to the motherfucking shop with every time for 6:00. They got to wait outside. If the boss late, motherfucking ain't getting in. But I had a job to where I had to be somewhere at a certain time that was hours away. So I had to leave early, drive, you know, load my truck and all that little goddamn shit. They trusted the nigga is what I'm saying. And it made me feel very comfortable because I can do what the fuck I want to do. Punch the code in, get this Oedeker, get this motherfucking pump, all this goddamn shit. Then I leave. So what I'm saying, it was like I didn't have no boss. And it made me feel very comfortable, if that answers your question. Matter of fact, let me give you action again, you good talking motherfucker. Is that answering your question, bro?
Maybe. I don't know. You got to answer that question. Now you like, you know, you pop up. I got to puff on the weed. Oh, let me hit this drink. You know, does that give you access to the rosebud in the street?
Bro, listen. Sounds like you shouldn't be on this motherfucking show, man. Because you don't want no information. You just want to explain where you're coming from. I don't really want to hear that.
I don't.
Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm listening to what you're saying. This is what I'm talking about. You having a conversation, and you ain't even paying attention to what the fuck you're saying. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You motherfuckers just be talking. Fuck that. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you. I'm trying to give you some game. And all you trying to do is talk about whatever bullshit you think. Don't nobody fucking want to hear that shit. 631, what's up?
What's happening, bud? Yeah, I'm listening. I hear what the talking going on. But like you said, he's trying to interview you.
Hey, brother, speak up a little. I can't hear you.
It sounds like he's trying to interview you.
You trying to what?
The other guy that just got off at 821 or whatever.
Oh, the other guy. Wait a minute. Wait, let me put him back on. Hold on. You talking to the other guy. All right. 862. I got 631 on
the
line.
Yeah, he said it sounds like I'm trying to interview you. I'm just talking to an older brother. I'm just trying to get answers. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, wait.
Let me hit him, Rose.
What? Wait. Both of y'all, wait. Bro, 862, if I was walking across the street in the crosswalk and I got the light and your motherfucking ass driving and run me over and you goddamn get out the car and say, I didn't try to do it. I was trying to, what the fuck good is that going? I'm still going to be ran over. So the nigga telling you what he getting from what you saying and you talking about what you trying to do. Either you doing it or you not. And it's obvious that you not. But what do? Coming up with your punk ass goddamn excuses. That's why I talk to you motherfuckers the way I do. You don't give a fuck about what you're doing. You just think you can do it. You can't fucking do it with me. You can do it with them other suckers. Now, this brother told you, you sound like you're interviewing me. Address that.
I said I asked you questions that I want
answers
to.
No, you didn't. You said what you were trying to do, motherfucker. Now.
All right. Well, I'm trying to get answers. Well, all right. I'm trying to get answers from you
that. What
that
the
I want.
Fuck you got to say about what he said? Because you did sound like you was interviewing me, but I phrased it another way that you just keep coming up with bullshit excuses. You know, so that you can say some other defensive bullshit for the stupid shit you thinking. If it's stupid and you accept that it's stupid, then you won't keep doing it. But if it's stupid and you keep defending it, you're going to keep doing it. Do you agree with that?
Now, I don't think nothing I'm saying.
Hey, well, I'm saying now when a nigga asks you a question for you to answer, you got to take like 30 seconds to speak. Man, fuck that.
I don't think nothing I'm saying is stupid, period.
Let me hit him with one.
Bro, who gives a fuck what you think?
I do.
Well, why are you on the show?
Because I'm listening to an older brother and
I'm asking you questions. If you give a fuck about what you think, you don't need the show. You need to be expressing thoughts so you can make
decisions. Well, maybe I want confirmation for what I think. I want confirmation for what I think from a...
Hey, I got to get him off, see? 632, what you think about what you're hearing, bro, say? I mean, I know on the interview tip, but I'm talking about as far as what he talking about he trying to do.
Well, I think it was a thing of he wanted to know the difference between job money when he was making job money, like when he was doing your job, compared to, you know what you're doing now is your job now, you know, doing SWU and things like that. He wanted to know if it was a difference in just your whole, the way you handle it. And like you said, it ain't no change for you.
Well, I hope it ain't no change. You don't sound like you let that shit change you. You don't let your money make you. You make the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So this dude will let money make him. This dude will let shit, different aspects of life make him. What I'm saying, we all go through the same shit. We just look at it differently. But what happens when you look at it correctly is the shit is not going to hamper you. You'll learn, even if it's a minor thing, you'll learn it and you'll implement it. And when you do, you'll see changes in your life. Bro is saying he's doing the same shit weekend after weekend, and he ain't catching no bitches. He ain't fucking no bitches. That's the absolute definition of stupidity. To be doing the same shit over and over and think something's going to change? Come on. Let me get you right back on. Come on, bro. I want to hear what you got to say about that.
Well, I mean, you've been pimping for years, catching bitches, doing this and doing that. And I seen a point when you broke up with your wife and you moved home and you wasn't catching no bitches. You even said out your own mouth that for like 4 or 5 months you wasn't catching no bitches. And
he didn't
want to
do it. He said he didn't want to do it.
To now you just straight
I've been following you for a while, man. Over a year or so now. So I know some of what he's saying, but he's saying it a little differently.
The thing is, bro, I had to put him on block because he ain't gonna let you talk. He gonna keep talking this stupid ass shit and he don't care. Man, let me ask you this. If you want something different as a result, mm-hmm. and you have this particular way that you're going about it, and you've been going about it for whatever amount of time, but you want something different, will you still use the same approach or would you change it?
Oh, you got to make a change.
This is what me and you are understanding this. This fool ain't understanding it because he's doing the same shit that he was doing 3 years ago. And he's expecting different results. And even when we bring the clarity to it, he won't explain why what he's doing is not what we're talking about. So what I'm going to do, because now I don't shut people up because I just don't want them to talk. I shut people up as far as, you know, block them out because they talk too much and they don't want to listen. So I got you coming back home, bro. Now you heard what we said. Come on. 862.
All right. Well, all right. I could bust that right with game, right? You could say, all right, it could be 10, it could be 100 different bitches. You could say, all right, we shooting
what
pool.
What the fuck does
oh,
what
girl,
you saying have to do with what we talking about?
What I'm saying, you could, well, you could say the same thing to 100 different bitches, but you can fuck maybe like 10 of the bitches saying the same shit, but you could 90% of the bitches, you probably won't even be able to fuck saying the same shit. So whatever
what
you're saying
you
is irrelevant. You can keep the same, when you doing, in the game of catching bitches, you can do the same thing and catch bitches. So you don't really have to change what you're doing. You can say the same shit, do the same shit, and you can fuck bitches different years because it's
hey,
different
let's,
bitches.
Let's get this fool a rest. He's sick. 646, what's up, bro? 631, you still on, too.
Okay, man.
646, come on.
Yeah, boy, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Yo, you wasting time with that nigga, man. He's smoking. He high, man. You wasting time on the show, man.
I know, man, but I be trying to reach out to everybody, man. You know, the motherfucker is silly, and I talk crazy. I know that, but I try to make a motherfucker, if he ain't gonna just understand, and I'm gonna embarrass him to understand. But this fool, he can't even get embarrassed. He don't even hear how he sounds. Now, we getting responses from people that's listening. Otherwise, that's what he's projecting. But he don't even give a damn. He's still going to talk about what he's trying to do. If you're trying to do that, bro, can't you see you failing? Let me get you back on here with your shit talking self. Can't you see that you failed in 862?
Nah, not from them. I don't hear it in their voice, man. I don't hear it.
I don't care no more. I just asked a question, you answered it, and I'm going to shut your goddamn ass up. Hey, brother, stay down. 631-646. Everything don't come clear immediately, but it comes clear as long as you stay down. And that's what I got to say to y'all. And I feel sorry for you, 862. I'm gone.